Before I forget, welcome to the Configuration Persistence Service meeting for November 6th. We're just getting started. Okay. I think we were going to discuss with the OF SON team today. Let me see if I can find.
I wasn't quite sure, Ben, whether you intend to do that during this meeting or the meeting, the next hour slot.
Well, okay, so I thought we were going to discuss it at this meeting, but hold on.
Okay,
I don't see people hear from that. Oh, Swami is on the call. Okay, so.
Yeah, Ben, I think what we need, Sandeep and maybe also Shankar, probably we'll just see for a minute or two. Otherwise, like, I think to one side, we can do it on the SON call.
Yeah, okay. Tony Hansen, yeah. I wonder if I can just cut and paste from here. Might save me. Oh, geez. Let me see. Let's see if I can just try to cut and paste from here. Okay, I think I'll can't find Toyn, huh? I think I'll do this as the meeting progresses in the background. Okay, so I just want to quickly go over, because some people weren't here at the last meeting, some of the things we discussed last time. So Swami had gone over this new data exposure service, which is a new microservice in DCAE being contributed to a concept that's being used by the OF SON use case. And the idea is basically to be able to fetch data and send REST queries, making use of templates, and aggregate that and present it to a user. So he had the idea that maybe we could use some of these concepts within the architecture of CPS.
By the way, it was Krishna's idea. So he's also now joined the call today.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you had maybe some sort of slides or something on this idea.
I had requested for the desk designer, right, to join Ben. Maybe next week we can organize that, Ben.
Okay.
There was a presentation on this on Wednesday. I haven't had a chance to watch the recording in the DCAE meeting, wasn't there?
Yeah, right. On the November 4th, right?
The dates were escaping me. I've had a very busy week.
I guess it was maybe Wednesday, so.
I think it was Wednesday. I've not had a chance to, been very busy yesterday and today, so I've not had a chance to watch it yet. But I did listen back to the last 2 weeks' recordings that I missed. Hello?
Oh.
I did listen. Can you hear me? Can folks hear me?
Yes, we can.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, so I listened back, and it does sound very interesting, this, but I think we need to fully understand what is the need behind it, and because I think it came out a little bit of the conversation around XPaths and query building, and then I do need to look at what this thing is, because I think it needs some kind of the name of a template and then the parameters being passed in, and then behind the scenes I'm not sure if it's just a single template or if it's using a pattern of templates to delegate to more than one source. So I do need to understand a little bit more what it is, but it does look interesting. But exactly how SAN and what SAN are proposing to use it for, and what you think we should take into the CPS, it would be good to understand, because it does look interesting. It does look like it fills a gap in my head, but I'm not sure if it's the same gap that's in your head. Okay, I'm not sure if that was directed at anybody on the call.
Hi, sorry, I joined late, so I just got a couple of sound bites. I'm not going to ask you to rewind, but I'm innocent.
It looks very interesting, this data exposure service. And then,
how's that different from analytics? I mean, I don't get it.
Can I speak?
Go ahead,
I got here late, so.
Sorry about that. I keep cutting people. So. I know CPS is right now is developing the API, right? Has that API shared with external yet, or is still under construction? I'm just wondering.
It's still under construction. We're having some discussions, especially regarding what Tony mentioned there, whether we need to build queries or those kind of things. We're still discussing. It is on a wiki page, but yeah, we don't want to share it too wildly yet, while we're still internally discussing it within the CPS team, I mean.
Okay. So what I'm thinking is the SAN use case, pretty much once CPI provides the API, SAN use case probably needs just to understand better how to use that API, right? I think that that would be the key point. I mean, rather than, I'm not sure, as my impression, I listened to the DES recording demos on Wednesday, and my initial feeling is looks like they're using open source Presto functionality, and that using that offer SQL query, but that's totally different API. So I don't know, because CPS is going to offer an API to for a few capability, including queries and stuff, right? So I don't know that Presto can, how can it work together with the CPS API, because it's totally two different set of API. So that's my, I mean, of course,
yeah,
we could look into it, but that's my initial reaction. Like,
But the concept, I think, is still valid, because it's allowing you to template a bunch of operations or a bunch of queries or a bunch of complex procedures. But I haven't seen, like, I really do need to listen back on the Wednesday meeting to see what I can take out of it as well, Junfeng.
Yeah,
but I think the concept of having something that makes it easy to query, makes it easy to pull data, is a really good one. As to exactly how that would work, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I agree. I agree. Of course, we need to look into it. And,
yeah,
and sure. But I just want to say my initial feeling.
Yeah, yeah, and it's good. Thank you.
Tony, actually, to add upon it, right, like as you said, the concept is basically the same. Like, if you look at the DES, it basically, like in DCA, there is a data lake underneath it, like the data lake, and DES helps in getting the data from the data lake, getting specific data from the data lake.
So that means we need to have some simplifying abstraction of the type of data that I want. I mean, if I wanted to get trees or I wanted to get automobiles, then, you know, those would be two completely different queries, and I'm making stuff up here just...
Yes,
so I what I don't understand is how that interface looks like, and how the DES would get populated with additional vocabulary, because maybe it needed to talk about cattle. So how do you teach the DES about cattle while still maintaining a simplification, but understanding that the data is complex?
Yeah,
So I want to understand that type of mechanism. So really, I do need to, as I said before, I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to do it this morning. I had hoped to see the Wednesday meeting.
Yeah, sure, Tony. Yeah, I think.
So do you know how that's done, Krishna?
Actually, yeah, I worked on it a little bit, like while doing the testing for the SON use case and slicing use cases. So basically, it does provide a catalog kind of thing. Like, there will be a catalog kind of thing where you can store all your SQL templates. So in this case, it will be XPath queries, right? Like which is similar to it.
Yes. So in the case of CPS, the way we would like to have our queries is internally is to use XPaths. We think they're powerful, and but I fully acknowledge and accept that there is a little bit of a learning curve, maybe some fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And from a programming perspective, from a Java perspective, the ability to program in a better way is a good thing.
Yeah, Tony. So basically, it is just a map, like map kind of thing. So you can just create a query and give it a name, and the consumer, right? The final consumer will just use the name. He will not use the entire query. So that's the idea, basically.
Yeah. Okay. So that is pretty much as I thought it would be. And then the question, Krishna, how do you load this? Do you have to re-roll that microservice every time you have a new query, or?
Not exactly. Like these mapping is stored in a separate like database kind of thing. Like if we can create another API, like admin API, which can like accept new templates, like we can create those kind of things. Like
so it's kind of like when I'm in Jira and I create a query, and then I can save that query or I can publish that query. It might be not quite so involved as what Jira has, but the basically at runtime you can add more queries and then make them available to others to use.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So that's fair enough. So that's why it would be a microservice as opposed to a library. I can see why you would do that now, because I was struggling to understand why you would deploy it in its own standalone microservice. Okay. And when would that happen? Would that happen at design time? So if I'm coding and I need a new query, how do I deliver that? Do I deliver it at runtime? So do I? So when my son, maybe it's SDNC comes up and wants to make use of a query, or it's a SON use case, or some component in the SON use case wants to make use of that query, how does it actually get into the DES microservice? Is it pre-baked, or is there an interface that allows me to add that?
Yeah, actually, there is an interface, I think. There is an interface that is provided. I'm not sure if it's available in Guilin, but it was part of the design. So there is a interface that allows us to
add queries,
new templates. Yeah,
new templates. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that means that when my client microservice wakes up and is instantiated, it needs to talk to this microservice and says, here's a template that I'm going to use later on.
Yeah. So maybe for SON use case, there can be one microservice that does that, because like there will be multiple consumers doing the query. Everyone need not have that XPath query. So...
Yeah, I'm just trying to understand, because it is it's the same questions that we need to answer when we look at how to do this in CPS. So this is a good thing to learn from, and use or reuse the concepts maybe. So it's good that it's good clarification I'm getting here on what DES is. I'm hoping it's helpful to others as well, because otherwise I'm just monopolizing the conversation for myself.
I was looking. I didn't see anything in the DCAE notes or anything. Maybe it's just not. It's too new, I guess. Maybe there's no description of it anywhere, I don't think, yet. Maybe
Tuan did get a confirmation that it was going to be recorded.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have one question, if I can. just I would like to know what's a contribution of this DES service to the CPS. So the idea is just to have named queries, because I believe that backend is quite totally different and won't be reused. Also, CPS abstract database, so there will be no SQL queries. So the idea is just to introduce named queries, however they will be implemented. Is that correct?
That's what I'm hearing. If that's, I mean, this is a request from the SAN use case, because the pattern of having named queries across multiple components, so a single component being responsible for developing those templates, named queries, and then delivering them to the DES, to the DES, and then being able to be used by multiple other components to access the data. That seems to be the pattern that I'm hearing. So a similar pattern could be applied to CDS, but as you say, Pavel, it is a completely different implementation. We're not using SQL under the hood. We expect, very much expect, to be using XPath expressions to do this.
Tony, I was just thinking, is it like a query broker almost, where you kind of, so this application knows about different data lakes, knows how to create queries for them, and then is able to add queries, store them, and share them with other services that want to reuse those queries. So is it a matter of CPS maybe providing an interface as we intend anyway to build queries? And then this component can have like pre-cooked queries, or can be used to share queries that many people like to use, without those people having to know how to build those queries.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't about building the queries, I think, Tuan. It's a okay. Little bit more like the second part of what you said.
Just storing them.
So you're just,
right. Yes,
so your ability, it's just storing them for reuse later on, and actually executing them as well. So one of the things that I would like to know is are they templated? You know, you can have queries that require input IDs or input data to be anyway sensible.
I would say it must be like that, otherwise we'll be pretty static, which we lose
exactly.
Power.
But I mean, don't get me wrong, you can have SQL queries that aren't parameterized in any way that are incredibly powerful. But yeah, I would imagine there must be some way to do that in the API. But I guess
yeah. Tony, I also agree with Tuan's point regarding the reuse part, right? So for example, I don't know, maybe the SAN handler microservice has built a query. I mean, using the DES concept, it has created a query, and for which we have now made a template also for converting it with corresponding XPath translation, right? So, yeah. But somebody else tomorrow, maybe, I don't know, policy or SO wants to invoke the CPS for the same information. So it need not now create a new template or need not figure out how I should perform the query, right? It can just reuse whatever query the SAN handler had earlier done, Tony. Yep. So in that sense, we need to have some way of sharing this so that the use becomes more...
Absolutely, and that is good to understand that that's how folks want to use this. One of the things that I would be concerned there with is the ownership model, because we're not creating a free for all data lake. We do need permission to access somebody else's data, so it won't be. That's a fairly important aspect of what we're trying to achieve here.
Just a quick thing. Maybe we should add this as an item to the our discussion open. Register thing. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
But even if you have access to the query, but you cannot use it, we have some kind of protection still, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's my point, Claudio. We need to ensure that we don't have a data lake. That was one of the concerns that in the TSC. that we don't introduce a complete free-for-all and undermine the benefits of having a microservices architecture in ONAP. So we needed to preserve that ability to protect data, so to bind the data to a specific owner. So we just need to, when we look at this concept of sharing queries, we need to also be respectful of the ownership model.
Yeah, certainly, Tony. Yeah, that part I agree. The only point I wanted to raise was, I mean, it will save a lot of effort for the designers, right? So that's the only point I wanted to bring. Yeah, the ownership part I fully agree. I mean, we should definitely respect. Otherwise, it kind of will fall apart. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I think we're approaching a convergence here. So that was good.
Okay. Does anybody have a link to the DCAE meeting or recording or one that's occurred?
I'm just trying to get it, Ben. Just give me a few minutes. I'll just try to see, because there was, I think Junfeng was right. There was a demo and it was recorded.
Yeah, I can find it. Just give me a second. I listened yesterday. Just give me a second. Okay, I will pause.
And thank you, Krishna, for that information. That was very helpful in terms of how the interface looks from a client perspective. Thank you.
Okay. Should we mark this as a medium, low, high? Maybe medium thing. I don't know. We can change.
I think it can be a medium one. Yeah.
We need to be able to execute queries before we be able to share queries.
Yeah. That would be a good
baby steps. Baby steps.
Okay. Let me see. Add it to the here. Copy link location. Okay. okay. So one of the things we also need to talk about is Toyn had mentioned that as we move forward, there's definitely going to be topics that relate to development and coding and debugging and Jira tickets and bugs and tracking the software development type topics. So we have a couple options in front of us. We could have a separate weekly meeting, or we could maybe extend this meeting. So we should probably discuss this as a group.
Ben, I'm not quite sure. I'm new to the PTR role and to the whole owner project, so relatively new. My understanding is it's every project is to have a weekly meeting hosted by the PTL to kind of I'm not quite sure what the scope of it exactly is, but I do understand Lily on the actual execution progress, I suppose, and all that. But I'm happy to combine it with this meeting. It's a good time slot, and we have a lot of interested people here already. So yeah. I think that's a good suggestion, but let's give it to the people that are here, see what the options are, what people prefer.
So I do attend a lot of platform component weekly meetings each week. A lot of the things that we talk about here are essentially the same things that are talked about in those kind of meetings. I'd be happy to say maybe we can extend the time of this meeting either to a half hour before this one, because the Sun call is right after this one. So we could start a half hour earlier, an hour earlier. And then, that part we have a fluid agenda usually, as we need to talk about stuff, but we can certainly have some sort of standing items as well related to development.
Those meetings, you're more familiar with them than I am. Do they usually give kind of like a quick status update where things?
So it varies a lot based on the timing of the release. so what might be helpful is if I take a look at a simple map of the release. So if we look at a release, usually what happens in those meetings is, when towards the end of a release, there's a lot of discussion about like the bugs and things and trying to get what the test results are and sonar and all these things.
Okay.
And then at the very end of the release and at the beginning of the release, there's a lot more discussion about planning and what are the next steps and proposals and sort of a lot of things that are related more to sort of architecture type topics. So and at each MGATE, there are different things that are discussed. There are also checklists for PTLs. If you go to my page on the way of working process for use cases, I capture some of those as well. So the PTLs have to do a lot of stuff, at the end of the release to update APIs and verify merges and blah, blah, blah. So these are often discussed during the project.
This is what confused me a bit, Ben. Sorry to interrupt there. Like, are we a project or are we a use case? Or are we a bit of both?
We're definitely a project, but I think these are things that would happen both in projects and use cases. So the things that a use case needs to do aren't so much different than a project in many ways. So,
okay.
But we have API documentation, we have merge requests. I mean, these are all things that happen also in a use case too. so I was just giving you some idea of sort of things that are discussed. So there are definitely, I would say a lot of the things we've been doing are a lot of architectural type stuff. And there will definitely be, a lot more software development type stuff, high level design, low level design, and talking about certain code bugs that are plaguing the software and things like that, that we'll need to talk about as well. And that might not be necessarily interesting to everybody, just like sometimes the architecture topics aren't necessarily interesting to everybody. So one possibility is, we could maybe dedicate a certain time frame of the meeting to those topics, and those people want to join or listen in on those, we can do that. So for example, if we extended the meeting by half hour to start an hour, half hour before this one, we could say maybe that first part or the later part, whichever one, I don't really care, is devoted strictly to those kind of topics, or I don't know, or we could just make it fluid like we have been doing. So it's up to what do other people think?
Maybe one thing, this one for people in North America is already early, so 8 a.m. So by extending it before, I'm afraid that it will be too early at 7:30. So is there no way to extend more at the end after instead before?
So we could extend at the end, but then maybe we'd have to go to the, or maybe we'd want to go to the Sun of team to say their meeting happens right after our meeting, right? So maybe we want to kind of coordinate. We could, obviously it would be easier for me to extend afterwards because I'm also in the East Coast of the USA. I get up at 5:30 every morning, so it doesn't matter to me whether it's before or after, but but I understand it would be harder for people in the Americas to Canada or US to extend before. I think most of the people on the call though are in the Europe timeframe, so probably it's I don't know. Do you want to vote or do we want to?
Just wanted to add, I have sent a link in the chat. So that basically sums it up. all the, as you said, like the milestone checklist will be there.
Yeah.
So the projects can, like for each milestone, they have to work on the checklist. So that pretty much sums everything up.
Hmm. Okay.
So for the PTR.
So first of all, maybe Toyin, we should just start with a half hour, certainly at first, and then if we need to extend it, we can extend it more.
Oh yeah, I was on mute there. I thought I was, apologies. I was actually asking, is Swami still online from the Sun OF meeting?
Swami,
after this,
looks like he dropped, yeah. So.
Oh, he dropped, okay.
Swami says he'll be back again, but okay. He had to drop.
Yeah, I don't mind either way, whether it's half an hour before or after. In Europe, it's middle of the afternoon, so it's not too bad for us. And I think it's about 50-50 between people on stateside and Europe.
I know Zoo, for example, is also in my same time zone.
Maybe I can make a suggestion that we take it afterwards. And then if we need to jump into the SON meeting directly afterwards, then we shorten this meeting, and that that helps. But if we then take some of the standing orders, if you have some Tuan, I mean, at the moment, I think there's a little bit of housekeeping that you were asking Ben for some assistance on.
Yep.
So that kind of stuff, if we take that, as a kind of a standing order first.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. And of course, we don't have
the meeting
to attend,
and we can shorten it.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, I mean, I don't have to attend the SON call every week either. So, okay. So is there any objection to extending it afterwards? Is there any other opinions? Okay, hearing none, we'll meet from, it would be 1300 UTC to 14. Do you want to meet for an hour and a half or 2 hours?
1430 should be good.
Yeah, I think a half hour extra is enough to start.
Okay.
And then
we'll see how it works out.
Yeah.
You know, if we don't need it, we don't need it.
I don't think we had too many meetings that ended too early, did we, Tony?
that's rare that meetings end early.
this particular
no
meeting.
No comment.
I've been on thousands of meetings in my life, I think, and rarely does a meeting end early.
The architecture teams often end early. Shakar gives us some of our lives back.
Yeah. Okay. So... any other thoughts or comments on the some of the meeting extensions and development, the development oriented topics that I think we'll address? Okay. All right. So the next thing is we do also need to make sure our the component impact view is up to date.
Actually, Ben, while you're on this page, a quick question. The last table on this page, I didn't understand that now. The one that's about S3P, I understand it's about security and 3PPs. Is it to other people to add Jira's to this, and then it's for us to decide whether we need to act on that Jira, or is it the other way around?
Actually, so there will be the requirement Jira's created for each of the security requirements. Like for each release, there will be a bunch of security requirements. So the requirement Jira's will be created. So if it impacts your component, you might have to create your own Jira for that particular.
So they're simply not created yet for this release.
Yes.
So you know, also looking at this. I mean, we're not really a use case per se anymore. So maybe...
No, that's where I got a bit messed, confused as well. Yep.
Yeah, maybe we don't. Maybe this should be handled in a different way.
Well, we are a project now. We're one of the columns now. So that kind of...
Yeah, yeah. Sense. I see that we're one of the columns. But also, these are all like requirements and use cases, which we're not exactly that kind of thing anymore. So...
So you wonder if this would be a role for our requirement?
Well,
here.
So what happens if you look in the if you go to the pages, the project pages of a project? Let me see. So we can also create. You know what? We should also create a. Let's see. Approved projects. So we should also create a page here, I feel. Let me see if...
I think we should move our page.
We should move our page under this, which I can do easily. Let me just see. Yeah, okay. So I'm going to move our page under here.
We literally requested today from is it David Brin to... there is a list. There is a page he maintains of approved projects where we asked to add an entry for CPS.
Oh, actually,
I'm not quite sure...
Already. We are here already. Approved.
Oh,
projects.
Maybe that's made already. Yeah.
Yeah, we're here. It's just
not in alphabetical order
for some reason. Let me see what. Let's see. So I'm gonna just make a child page off this page real quick. You know what? I'm gonna move our issues and discussions page under this page. Hold on one sec. Okay. If you don't mind, I'm going to move our just so because I notice everything else is a child page. I just want to see.
Make sure that we have some children too.
Yeah, make sure something is, if that's the issue of the alphabetization.
I think that they're related to releases. I think they might be related to releases, but I couldn't swear to it
from just
thinking
see,
way back when.
Okay, they should move it under our. Page here. I doubt that's what there must be. I don't know what causes something to be alphabetized or not. It's interesting.
For some reason, the bullet is different as well. All the other ones are.
Yeah, the bullet is different because they have children pages. We don't.
Oh, is that the only reason?
That's why I did that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that didn't look. Wait. Let me see.
Proof Maybe projects. We just need to refresh it now.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let me refresh. Okay, so now we have child pages, but
But we're not the only one that's not alphabetic. The CIA as well.
Yeah, I see that. Oh, you know what? I think there's a way to order. Hold on, let me see. I just saw an item to do that. Let me just.
Is it a manual order thing?
Yeah, I think there's a order thing here. Let's see. Move. I think it's move. Reorder. You see this? So choose the position of the page within the list of child pages. So I think that will do it. Let me see. New location,
I've never
done this before, so
click move, and then you'll have the choice to.
Okay, there we go.
See.
Okay,
there you go.
Goes here. Okay, good. C O M N. Okay.
Oh,
that's a new function I've never done before on it. Okay.
That's something new in Jira. Even you, Ben.
Yes. All right. And we might as well move this while we're at it, so to help.
Not Jira Confluence.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, and maybe we also want to have release pages under our page as well, because I think a lot of people have release pages as well. I should probably do that. Let me see. Does that sound like a good idea to people?
For me, it's mandatory. Yeah.
Okay, so let's create.
You always want to know what is on that release and what their information.
Yeah, actually, we already have a release page.
Let me
just move our release page under this one here. Hold on. Let me see. Okay. Okay, let me see. So let me move the R8 page to, I'm gonna move the R8 page. Did I lose my login? That's weird. Okay. Move to, there.
It's good that we changed the name. It's easier to distinguish which is the right one now.
Yeah, right. And it looks like people use the name first and then the release after. So let me do that. I think it might be better. And also, I guess that's when we started. So that should probably be our first. We could move the R7 page, but I think because we started in R8, let's just do that.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Keep the R8 one. Yeah. R7 is just a POC.
And maybe this should
move. That wasn't in the up. Project, so.
Let's move this up thing here. Ah, okay. Yeah, once you have a tool, everything's a nail. So you have a hammer, everything's a nail, all right. Okay.
It's Maslow.
Okay. All right, and great. And we probably need to edit this a little bit because it's still in the sort of use case template, but that's fine. We can do that later. All right, so that's that. Let's see. New page created. Or new page restructured. So we still didn't really address this thing yet. We probably need to figure out. Oh, so I was going to say is the projects, they usually have a bunch of JIRA tickets themselves under their project. So, rather than have one RAQ, there's usually like a batch of JIRA tickets under a project that they often go through in a weekly meeting. And rather than have one kind of RAQ, they have effectively, although they don't use RAQs like that, they effectively have a bunch of JIRAs that...
Problems I had when I set up the POC, I wanted to have epics, but I was told I was only allowed to have one requirement.
Yeah,
and a requirement in the ONUP JIRA is actually an epic, so we could not have any other epics in it. So
a bit. So maybe we need to talk epics to David. Okay. So maybe we take that offline. Maybe we probably handle this by email.
Okay.
It probably doesn't involve everybody, but yeah, that's something that we probably don't need to be on this page anymore. What we need to probably do is restructure the R8 page. To list the JIRAs that are, and that'll grow over time. So, because you don't necessarily close something in a release. Okay. So we can talk about that. Okay. So I don't know if Swami joined again. This was just an interim topic last week because Tony and Tony weren't here. I think we had left off talking about XPaths and some other topics with the Sun team. Did we want to still continue that? Go ahead.
I have one question about XPath. I don't want to get back to this topic, but I didn't have time to ask 2 weeks ago. So what will be the result of XPath queries? Will it be JSON or XML or something else for the
That's a good question. Yeah, that's a good question, and it's part of the thing we're defining as part of our we already defined the REST API. We're currently in the process of developing a Java API for CPS as a service, basically. And we have a schema. I don't know if you've seen our schema. And the concept that I've mentioned in my presentation about all the concepts we're going to use is the concept of a node or fragment. So this is not a node in the network sense, but a node in the sense of an XML tree or a young data instance tree. So that's what the XPath query will return. It will return nodes. Now, how they represent it, the Java API will just probably can represent them as play pojos. In the REST interface, we probably will expose them as JSON objects, but it might as well be XML. Those things are optional. That's just a matter of converting the data to one particular format or another. But what you return, just to go back to the Young principles, is a node in the data tree or several nodes in the data tree with their attributes and okay, possibly so with their children.
So I'm asking mainly because of as a potential exploiter of those API, I would like to know whether I need to have additional parsers for XMLs or additional parsers for any format, or I can just assume that it will be JSON and JSON parsers will be enough.
I think the REST API is going to return JSON objects. We haven't really considered XML there, but it would be possible. But JSON, just we're rewrapping the Java objects into JSON objects on the REST API. That is that's the intention at first.
Okay, thanks.
Seems reasonable. Okay, so the modeling, so there was also, Jacqueline's not on the call, but there was also a point we need to, I think, discuss about the modeling stuff. And just as a reminder, as we're talking about this API thing, on November 19th, we're also, Toyn will have a chance to discuss a lot about the, we're kind of dedicating meaning to sharing the API. So we'll have an overview of CPS, but mainly talk about, we have the overview just so that people have a context, but mostly on the 19th, we'll have an API overview.
Yeah. When you say API, I presume you're referring to the REST API.
Yeah, your CPS concepts and things we've been talking about, right, in the past couple of weeks now. So.
Because we're currently also working on the Java API, which hopefully at that stage we have a good view of that as well.
Yeah, I mean, you can talk about that as well, of course, but okay. So those are some things coming up. Last week we also talked about meeting with the network slicing team. Swami had said we should, the following week, we can have people from there as well.
We agreed that at the time, didn't we, that we meet them then?
Yeah. And I think, last week we talked about it too. Ruslan just put a link about the POC page. Oh, maybe we should move the POC page is what you're suggesting, Ruslan? Let me see if I can go to that page real quick.
Yeah. These two are on the same level.
Let me see what.
A bit confusing which one to use.
This is the developer's page. I know we have to have a developer's page. So this is the developer's page.
Okay, so maybe we should move this under.
We should move as well because it's under controller and it should be there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because we're now moving projects. Yeah, so.
Right.
So it should go to the same location. But that's the difference between the two pages. So this is for people that actually want to contribute code, what our repos are, what our meetings are. I need to update the meetings, actually.
A minute.
So this would be the getting involved page.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I see. This is under the CCSDK page.
I think they call it developer's landing page. I saw and I've seen mails about that we need to have a developer's landing page now. Yeah. I'm not quite sure where it's supposed to go in the tree.
So we should move it and rename it as a developer's landing page directly underneath the project.
Yeah. So if we look, this is right now under CCSDK. So yeah, let's move this to.
Yes, you can move it and rename it later.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my links will stop working from today.
No, actually, I think things.
Confluence is quite good at redirecting.
It's actually very good at doing that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're going to be crying.
It'll definitely make it much easier for other people to find you.
I must say, I found it hard to find my own pages sometimes, or our own pages.
That's why I create these portal pages, so I can find stuff. Okay, let me just see if this moved to the right place. Hold on. Yeah, okay, good. All right, need to move its order, but okay. All right, good, thank you.
Tony, can I speak in? Just for your information, I don't know. I mean, with respect to end-to-end network slicing, I think related to the config.db, there is a Swagger API doc. I mean, if you want to look at it, I found it in that wiki page link. So, which, let me see, I'm checking here. Yeah.
Are you addressing Tony or myself, Tuan? I know it's hard to pronounce for a lot of people. And it mixes up our names are too similar.
For Tony, yeah. I mean, he was discussing this. I mean, I see
that. Yeah, Tony was talking about the end-to-end. So, yeah.
Yeah, he was talking about end-to-end slicing. There is an API documentation for config.db. I mean, if he wants to do it.
The thing in CCSJK, you mean, right?
It's in the under end-to-end network slicing wiki page. There is a impact node, impacted module or node. There is a, under config.db. We have the API documentation.
Okay.
For config.db, yeah. I mean.
Do you have a link to that?
They put it in the chat window, please.
Yeah, let me just copy.
Yeah.
So that's okay, the OR6/OR7 API.
Yeah.
Is that the same API as the SunOOF uses?
Let me just, I imported to my Postman. I'm just checking here.
They sent me a document actually describing, a Swagger document describing that API.
I just want to check. We have like 5 minutes left, so I just want to make sure. Are there any other key critical things anybody wants to talk about before we run out of time?
Can I suggest some point due to querying through XPath? So you were mentioning XPath several times, like is this the only way to query like structures? However, like already exists like AQL, which is used for same purposes like the XPath, but for JSON queries. So maybe we can abstract from exact query type and provide interface which is tied for different query types. For example, we can query through XPath query or through AQL query or through other query types. So before we actually querying the data, we can check which query type is supported by like background service, so it can be a quite generic approach.
Ruslan, just to let you know, we are working on the API, and this is one of the big questions we have at the moment. Well, what kind of queries are we going to support? So we're organizing a meeting. Neve will be calling a meeting shortly. I think she already proposed it for next week, and you're part of the development team now. So as the development team in CPS, we're going to have a specific meeting on this particular issue. So I'm sure you'll be there, and we can go to all the different options there and internally discuss this in more detail with just the developers, and then take it maybe back to this meeting as well.
Okay.
Hey, Tony, I pasted the link in the chat. And for people, they want to explore these APIs.
Thank you.
Yeah. Perfect, thank you.
It's quite up to date as well, September 22nd.
Okay. There was another thing. Well, I guess, Twain, we need to if we're restructuring, what I was about to say is usually REQs have children stories, but
I can't. Yeah, well, we have actually, we have been tracking all our user stories under sorry, not under this one yet, the one for the POC. So but the issue is that you can't do epics underneath this.
Right,
so
right.
Everything becomes a user story underneath this.
Right, right.
It's a limitation if we have only one requirement. So I would like to have multiple requirements if that's possible to divide the work in logical groups of work.
I think you'll get a separate project, I think, in Jira itself. Like,
We have that now. We have that, yeah. So we got that earlier this week.
Yeah, I think you can create multiple epics over there, I guess, if it's a separate
project. Okay. Yeah, I think we can now. But it was a limitation when we were in the POC phase, I suppose. But now we're not limited with that anymore.
And you were hosted.
So let me see. We hosted, so are we saying that when we, if we were to go create a, if we were to create a ticket, does it have, let me see. I think you can choose the project, right? Let me see.
Yeah, at the very top.
Project.
So CPS is there now.
CPS is here now. Yeah. So
Maybe we want to actually move to
Maybe we want to rename that to its actual
I don't think I can rename it. Yeah, I can ask that actually. I'm not, I was happy enough with it actually.
Yeah, but yeah, okay. So now we just create, now you can just create your own epics under this, right? So
yeah, you're right. Actually, I didn't realize that. Actually, what we've done is, and Claudio has done that for us, we've moved all the existing open user stories under the requirement for the POC to this project now. But I suppose we can create our own epics now and group things that way. Yeah,
I don't think we need an REQ anymore. You just create stuff under here. And
That makes sense.
And who, I don't know who is the manager, whoever is the manager or whatever this, probably should probably rename this to, we can reach out to see you.
I think it was Jessica that set this stuff up. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay. All right, great. So that's interesting.
We got like 1 minute left. So the meeting team is going to be next Friday. Is that what I heard with this Slice team?
So, yes. So, I understand the slicing meeting. Well, so I'm hopping over to the Sun call and Swami is a common person on both teams. So he was the one that said we can meet next week with the slicing team. So, okay. All right. Any last thoughts before we close? So next week we'll extend, I'll go into our Zoom thing and extend our meeting, to a half hour. After this too. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you everybody then for attending.
Thanks so much, Ben.
Thanks.
See you on the other side.
Yes. Bye.
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 Bye-bye.